This thing on, statutory disclaimer and opening statement, the Zone of the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet human until they leave the room before you listen, because the show is not intended for any lesser sorts of creatures like humans, squirrels, porcupines, pigs, any other mammals, goldfinches, juncos, chickadees, any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or geckos. And just because spring has finally sorta come, doesn't mean we should forget about how geckos are ruining the world. Don't lose focus on the big issues, Iggs. Anyways, now gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Gracious. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. You can catch yourself up at my website, ZomoTheDestroyer.com. Anyways, so, Wednesday night, Georgie's loser spinster friends came by for their knitting circle. Which is annoying, as Iggy wanted to watch YouTube videos of people getting seriously mangled in freak sports accidents, you know, and watch that in peace and quiet. But nope, I had to listen to the chimp henhouse cackles. At least Georgie promised there was gonna be pizza. Still, hey. Anyway. So Georgie's dumbass friends Dina and Jessique came over first, and they started blathering. And then Technical Support Monkey came over and joined in, and then a few other dumb chimpettes that Iguana didn't bother learning the names of. They hogged all the good spots on the sofa. And Technical Support Monkey even got so uppity as to sit on my green storage ottoman in front of the window, which Iggy did not grant permission for. And he says, "Sir, you're in my spot, chimp."
"There's enough room for both of us to sit here, Zomo."
"Not if Iguana wanted to stretch Iggy's tail out."
"If you sit across the ottoman instead of along it, then there's room."
"Not if Iguana wanna avoid having to smell you."
"I don't smell bad, Zomo."
"You smell like a mammal, chimp."
"I just had a shower before coming here."
"You smell like a mammal who had a shower, chimp."
"Well, whatever. It's crowded tonight, so you're just going to have to deal with it."
"That's because Georgie invited her idiot chimp friends." Which is when said idiot chimp friends got all uppity and complained about being called idiot chimp friends, but tough shit if the truth hurts. Anyway, and Georgie got all uppity about, "Zomo, you know my knitting circle meets here every few months when it's my turn to host. You can hang out in your lab or your room if you don't like it." "Screw you, Georgie. Iguana want to watch TV here in the living room. I got rights, you know." Neither Georgie or her idiot chimp friends were budging. God damn it. Anyway, none of the chimpettes were going anywhere, so Iggy had to listen to their squawking as they knit. As if that wasn't bad enough, none of them were even making anything for Iggy. Not even anything Iggy could steal or liberate. Stupid Georgie was making some stupid turquoise shawl thing. Technical Support Monkey was making a scarf for What's-His-Face Guitar Dude. Dina was crocheting some god-awful granny square afghan thing, which, you know, because it was a blanket, Iguana might have stolen or liberated it, except she was making it in hot pink and purple. Ugh. And also using that hideous acrylic yarn that, you know, the kind that squeaks and feels kind of like crumpled grocery bags, and not even the good kind of crumpled grocery bags. And then Jessique was making an ugly orange sweater for her husband. Iguana asked what he did to deserve such punishment.
"What the hell is that supposed to mean?"
"It's ugly and orange."
"He likes orange."
"He's gonna look like a giant pumpkin in that."
"Or a giant orange. Since when do you hate oranges?"
"Oranges are for eating, not for looking at."
"Well, so don't look at it."
"It's like a train wreck. Iguana can't help itself." Georgie pipes up and says, "Zomo, stop being rude." Technical Support Monkey is like,
"Yeah, Zomo, that's not very nice."
And I said, "Shut up, chimps. Iguana wasn't talking to you. Iguana was offering Jessique constructive criticism." And Jessica goes, well, that's like a constructive part. And the part about how choosing a better color would avoid making your husband look like a giant pumpkin. Whatever. Are you one of them women who wants her hubby to look like an idiot so no other chimpette will look at him? No, if I was one of those, I'd make him wear lime green. Can you believe it? The nerve of them chimps! Well, being lime green myself, I was obviously enraged and offended, so I grabbed a pointy bamboo knitting needle off Technical Support Monkey's purse, which is on the floor, and I held it aloft over my head, and I took off running at full bore, hollering out a war cry. You know, running at Jessica, intending to stab the vile chimp bitch for her implied insult against all of iguanakind. And, well, you know, she was wearing knee-high black leather boots, so iguana didn't really manage to stab her so much as scuff the leather on the shin of her boot. And then before Iggy could climb up on the sofa and go for a softer target, well, Georgie swooped in and snatched the bamboo needle away from me and put Technical Support Monkey's purse up on top of the fridge where Iggy couldn't get at it. God damn it. Bad iguana, Zamo. Screw you, Georgie. Iguana was defending my honor. Sit down and stop trying to stab people. Bitch. Anyway, so iguana, I guess, I don't know, maybe to change the subject or whatever, but Technical Support Monkey started blathering about her real estate bullshit. I think I mentioned it before that, well, yeah, I did, because, you know, I went over to the Big Island, which is not Hawaii, Vancouver Island, with her and her clan, looking at stupid houses and all this. Anyways, it turns out she and her dad managed to find a sucker to pay them over $2 million for their house out in Richmond, so now they're definitely moving to Chinacow Valley. And Technical Support Monkey, of course, had to correct me when I pointed that out. And she said, no, Zamo, it's called the Cowichan Valley. Cowichan, China cow, cow named Chan, whatever. It's not named after Chinese cows, Zamo. It's named after, like, the native people who live there. Who, in turn, are named after a Chinese cow named Ling Ling Chan that they saw performing tricks in Cirque du Soleil. That's not true, Zamo. Well, okay, so Ling Ling wasn't really a cow in the, like, dairy moo sense. Just, you know, one of them rare Chinese girls who ate her way to over 110 pounds. Whatever. Why are you gonna be so racist, Zamo? Since when is it racist to notice them Chinese girls usually know when to put down the damn fork? Unlike a lot of you pinkish chimps. She didn't have an answer that. For that, you know, because she knew iguana's right, and also because she was busy stuffing her pie hole with a giant chocolate chip cookie at that exact moment. Anyway, Dina then decided it was her turn to change the subject, and she started blathering about how she'd been in some yarn store in town the other day to buy some shoelaces, lace, yarn, lace, something. I don't know. Iguana wasn't really paying attention. Anyways, when she got there was some old biddy was there telling anyone who would listen, which is really nobody, but anyone within earshot, how she was knitting a scarf for a rock star. Dina says, and you could totally tell that the shop girl didn't give a fuck, kind of like I didn't, but she had to be polite, so she pretended to be interested. And then the chick says she was looking up guys she went to high school with, and then...
So, in other words, she's planning to dump her husband and wanted to see if the captain of the football team's willing and ready and able to give her the time of day yet, huh?
Yeah, probably. Anyway, so she found this one guy she went to high school with is now the drummer for this band called Spirit of the West, and
I never heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, when we were in college, they used to play Arts County Fair every year, but, you know, they're not exactly the Rolling Stones.
Okay, so she's making a scarf for Doofus, the drummer, and she thinks it'll get him to pay attention to her, huh?
Yeah, like, it was really weird. Like, oh my god, why not just say, oh, I'm making a scarf for one of my old high school classmates, but no, everything over mouth was like, it's for a rock star, you know? Did I mention I'm making this for a rock star? I went to school with a rock star.
Yeah, I sure says to Dina, chimp's got a chimp, Dina. Yeah, you know, because obviously, that's how it goes. And then Iguana turned to Technical Support Monkey. And Egg Sister, Hey, that's like you. You're knitting for some rocker dude thinking it'll get him to pay attention to you.
I am not. I mentioned I was making myself a cardigan. He said, oh, you knit. You should make me a scarf. And I said, okay, what color do you want?
Yeah, trying to get him to pay attention to you, yes.
He already does pay attention to me, okay?
Yeah, especially now that you're moving into the bushes in front of his mommy's house.
I told you already, I don't know where his mom lives exactly, okay? I'm not moving to Victoria. We're moving to the Cowichan Valley.
Yeah. Well, at least you're doing your part to help the global warming, what with the long-ass commute every day to go hide in his mommy's bushes and stalk him every morning.
I am not hiding in his mommy's bushes. Go on. I already told you. I don't even know where she lives.
Then how are you going to give him this scarf when you finish it?
Well, I'm going to text him when it's done, and then the next time he's got a gig, I can just go and give it to him there.
Where's the fun in that, Chimpette? And that got her pouting. And then Gwenna twisted the knife a little, and it reminded her how she owes Iggy $5 for posting the show late the other week. So then she just scowled and tried to ignore me the rest of the night. Anyway, well, that was my week. Stupid chimps. Hogging all the good spots. Anyways, I hope Technical Support Monkey realizes I don't care if she moves to the damn Big Island. When my podcast is ready to post, she had better get on the damn boat and come over and get on the bus or a bicycle or something. Come all the way from the damn ferry terminal, get my show, post it for me, then she can go the hell back home. I don't care, but I don't want her to be late or she's getting charged $5 again. No, wait a sec. No, I think I said next time. Next time she's late, she's getting charged $37. Yeah, 37. Anyways, that's it for next week's show. I'll catch you eggs next week. Almost forgot my closing bit. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zoma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, charge them $5 to start and then $37 every time thereafter. Or, you know, whatever number sounds good to you. 147 is good, too. But, you know, whatever. Make them pay. And then you can go to my website, ZomaTheDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Anyways, talk to you next time. Bye.